Urban Media Today introduces your sports weekend lineup. The next 30 minutes will inspire you. High school and collegiate Hall of Famer Margot Hinton touching on the importance of self-discipline, always challenging yourself, and the support of community. It's Give It Up with Margot Hinton on Urban Media Today Radio.
Welcome to the Give It Up podcast. I'm your host, Margot Hinton. Today we're featuring the Give It Up Spotlight. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast, the first couple episodes, and I hope that you'll enjoy this one as well. So when we say the Give It Up Spotlight, basically what we're talking about is we're going to use poetry to shine a light on social issues and celebrate those who have blazed a trail or are currently making a difference in and around the community. Today's poem was written by yours truly way back in 2002. I wrote it as a tribute to Black history and more specifically a lead up to Black History Month that year. The poem is called What If? So check it out. What if? What would America be without the struggle of Black folk? How could we fight terrorism if we had never moved beyond slavery? What if the civil rights movement had stood still? What if there were no Martins, Malcolms, or Medgars, or before them, no Bethunes, Tubmans, nor Booker T's? Where and what would America be? What if Jim Crow was still the law and black skin was still considered a flaw? Where and what would America be? What if we didn't fight? What if we believed what we were told? What if we were still bought and sold? What would America be? Could we even tell right from wrong if blacks were still lynched and hosed and bombed? What if the mindset of 1962 colored our souls in 2002? Would you even be you? And what would America be? I hope you liked that. Again, I wrote that way back in 2002, and it still holds true today. So let's break it down a little bit. Really, I want you to imagine if America never turned the page on slavery. What would that look like for you and me? If our ancestors gave up fighting for their freedom, what would America look like today if we didn't start the Underground Railroad? Thank you, Harriet Tubman. What if Rosa Parks never got tired? Thank God she did. Or else there'd be no Montgomery bus boycott. And where would that leave us? What if Dr. King never had a dream? What if Thurgood Marshall didn't fight and argue the Brown versus Board of Education case? Then there's Dr. Daniel Williams, who performed the first successful open heart surgery in this country. What if he didn't believe it was possible? There was Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma as well, burned to the ground. But guess what? Our ancestors still got back up. Think about Jackie Robinson in baseball, Bobby Marshall in football, and Chuck Cooper in the NBA. Athletes who were the first to integrate professional sports. We as a people have a legacy of forcing America to see itself at its core and to make the necessary changes that allow us to strive toward what I call the ideal of all men are created equal. And until that is true in word and in deed, guess what? There will continue to be social activists that make some of us feel uncomfortable. But I remind you, America, that Dr. King made you feel uncomfortable. Muhammad Ali made you feel uncomfortable. Marcus Garvey made you feel uncomfortable. Malcolm X did the same thing. Nina Simone made you feel uncomfortable. How about Dick Gregory? Then we had Tommy Smith and John Carlos in 1968 at the Olympic Games. They definitely made you feel uncomfortable. Now is not the time to forget how America has evolved. But for black and white activists in every generation who stood up on the front lines for justice. If it wasn't for them, we'd still be living in exile on our own land. America is great now and will be greater in the future when we remember and we understand that activists like Colin Kaepernick are not the enemy. Whether you agree or disagree with his form of protest, kneeling is not the enemy. I repeat, kneeling is not the enemy. Injustice is the enemy. Injustice is the enemy. Dr. King said it best. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. This has been the Give It Up Spotlight on Urban Media Today. Once again, I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to always give it up.
It's Give It Up with Marco Hinton on Urban Media Today Radio. Brought to you by Nice to Media Marketing and Promotions. Log on to nice2mediamarketing.com.